welcome to FDH Beyond. I am your host, Rock Out Podcasting, Charles McFall, and riding along, co-piloting this helicarrier is Kurt Booten.
Hey, how you doing? Just call me Nick Furry.
Furry? Nick Furry?
Kurt, yeah, I need a haircut bag.
Booten!
Oh, God.
That was a bit much.
So all of a sudden, we're on the Blazing Pretender report.
Nice.
Side piece, Paul, but you know.
Side piece to the GSTU network. Is that what it is?
It's something like that.
No, I love Travis. He's good, side piece. I appreciate him. So, hey, Kurt, how's it been going this week?
Oh, man. Are we done with this coronavirus thing yet?
Shit. Not for months to come, man.
I know, man. It's just, I've mentioned it in the past, but we're slammed, like work-wise. We are slammed. So it's just nonstop. And, you know, and then I've got a bunch of stuff I'm dealing with personally. And, oh, the cameras just went away. So that's cool.
Sorry, back. I was checking a setting. I was adjusting a little bit of a setting. I forget. So we're on Discord tonight because Zoom gives some last minute issues, and it's working mostly. But every time I try to adjust something on the fly in Discord, it takes our cameras away. So apologize. But yeah, you're getting slammed at work.
Yeah, it's crazy because we do IT and everybody wants to work from home and nobody's prepared. So yeah, it's
yeah, man.
It's okay. I mean, hey, we're working, so that's great. Because there's a lot of people that aren't working.
Hey, you know, if you need a little contract word on the side, I'm your boy, Blue. You're really busy. I can help out. I'll get you coffee, sir.
Yeah. Well, given what I've heard about unemployment, it's probably better to do that.
You know, I've heard that. I have to see, it's unknown, man. It's the unknown in the waiting, which I think plays into this game really well, actually. Because people go, oh, when are we getting this? When are we getting that? And if you had a schedule, it's actually easier to wait. If we knew, Kurt, without a doubt, if we knew April 31st, we were going to roll back into more jobs and more normalcy, it'd be a whole lot easier to sit back and twiddle our thumbs for a month and go, okay, we're counting down the days. But right. It's this punting the can down the road, kicking the can down the road, whatever you want to call it, that's getting us. And like this month, I got to make sure that I do work, but I have to do extra work because I'm not entirely sure that some of the work I'm doing is going to get paid. And right. That's not a slight to the person. That's because things are really, really bad for them right now. And right. They will pay me if they can. They're trying hard, and they're going to do that small business loan thing if they can and all that jazz. But I can't sit here and go, all right, everything's going to play out perfectly. I have to make plans, but I can't make full plans, you know? I can't go, hey, I can go to unemployment today and apply because I can't do that. Why did it go right back to here? What the fun?
I don't know.
I tried to do a Blitz game. It took me to the Google Play Store.
Oh, interesting. So the unemployment thing is just, I'm a little surprised how good it is.
And by that, you mean it's a full paycheck versus a partial check that you normally would get. Like in Georgia, or actually it might be national. Go ahead, Kurt. You were going to say something?
Oh, no. I was going to say I think the base unemployment is based on where you live. So like in New Hampshire, our unemployment benefits generally are bad. They might be less than 50% of what your normal paycheck is.
So I want to say, like when I got laid off, I know I could have sworn I got a little over 400 a week, but it's like, it was roughly like 300. And right now the max is supposed to be like 330 a week or something like that, which is 3, 6, 9, 12. That's about $1,200 to $1,500 a month. Which is not what I make at my full-time gig. It's less than I make, but that's okay. But supposedly, what it will do is not give me a partial check, is it will fill in the gap. So even if I'm working less hours and everything gets approved correctly, so I'm going to 24 hours a week instead of 40. So if I'm doing 24, it's supposed to fill in that 40 gap, because otherwise my 24 is still over the minimum of what unemployment would be.
Yeah, what I'm hearing from folks is that, at least around here, you get whatever the your unemployment benefit would be plus $600 a week.
Okay, which would be closer to, man, that's better than my regular check.
No, actually. That's my point. That's my point. That's a very generous amount.
Yeah, I had not heard that.
Surprisingly but. Surprisingly so. And so, I mean, good for the folks that need it. I think absolutely. my daughter needs it because she had just started her job as a waitress at a restaurant and like a week later got laid off because of this. So but this unemployment stuff is for people like her.
Exactly. And I'm going to personally try my best to work it out. So like starting tomorrow, every Friday this month, I'll be back on the ambulance. They're hurting too, the company I'm with. It's a non-emergency company. So as you can imagine, it's limited. We deal with the elderly, right? The people who need ambulance transport to get to and from. And 90% of the time, that's somebody who's elderly and just can't go on their own, which means they've not restricted it, but everybody's being super cautious about those transports right now. So they don't have the full hours to give. But it was going to fill in some gaps. But come May, if I don't get paid, then I can get unemployment. But I'm trying to, I think as most people are, I'm trying to work it out and do it myself.
Yep. And so like in my business, we're considered essential, because we support essential companies. Mm-hmm. And so,
you're very essential right now.
Yeah. And frankly, from an IT perspective, like one IT, professionals are considered part of the essential, groups. So we're not just working full time, we are slammed.
sounds like you could use some Georgia help.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, we have a client in Florida, so if we need somebody to go down there,
I just said I'm gonna drive to Florida. Yeah, you damn mind. I will remote from Bear Sin right here.
It's just a couple hours away, right?
Yes, it is. Through the barren zombie wastelands of COVID-19, I'm good.
Yeah, well, Florida should have a wall.
That's just in everyday life.
Well, okay, fair. So, all right. So, hey, how about this?
How about this game we play?
So, how's your week been?
It's been okay. I logged in. I forgot there was an update this week, so I didn't open up the game on my computer earlier today, like a good podcast would have done. I just bit the shit out of my tongue. Ah, that sucks. So it's still tweaking right now. But overall, I could have sworn I played in the game today. But like when I logged in, I was like, collect all your daily stuff. I was like, really? Because I could have. Time, man. Time has no meaning anymore. It's mostly a construct, it feels like. It's just I lose the day, but have the day drag on, if that makes sense.
Yep, I think so. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Are you working completely from home now?
Yes, completely from home, which I've done in the past. I'm used to that. It's not a huge deal. And I had a routine where I'd come down and record two lectures in about 4 hours, and then take, you know, hit lunch about 12:30, 1 o'clock as they're uploading to my other computer. And then I'd work and edit the rest of the day and do other things. But now, because my hours are cut, now I'm doing one lecture in the morning and then going upstairs to do some of the editing. Cause it's on my laptop. That's my portable rig. And that does the best editing anyway. It's just, I need to know days of the week, but that's about it. Everything I do, I can do just about any time of the day that I want, so I can bump things around. You know, what about you? How's it throwing? Are you remembering to get in the game? Because like I said, I thought today I was in the game. Now, my habits haven't changed greatly. I still do most of my playing at night.
Right.
But I never log in for the show. That was weird to see today. I thought, oh, well, I got to change over my, because sometimes when you do that, the update, you have to, I crashed again. Damn it, BlueStacks. I'm going to close you and restart you. Sometimes, you know, when you do an update, especially on BlueStacks, you have to reconnect. It gives you a generic account. And you have to reconnect to your Facebook account or whatever.
Right.
I thought I was going to do that, and then it came up appropriately. I was like, huh. Hmm. I don't remember.
Yeah, no, I've been getting in mostly. I'm still having a little bit of a challenge keeping up on stuff lately because on top of all this corona crap going on, I've just got a lot of home stuff dealing with basically the fallout from my dad passing away. So still dealing with all of that, including a nice little letter from the mortgage company that said, hey, you have to resolve this by the end of April.
And not to be crass, but death certificate should take care of that for you.
Yeah, well, no, that's what they got the death certificate, which is why they said I need to be out by the end of April.
I'll be out. Now you said resolve this.
So I did say resolve. So what that means is they want me to either pay off the mortgage, buy the house or leave.
And
so, but all of that being said, it's in the lawyer's hands. They're dealing with it. And with all this corona thing going on, there's no way they're going to make me leave by the end of April.
Right. Are you leaving or are you buying?
I'm going to try to buy it. But it's, you will see, you know, especially in these weird days. So on top of everything else, on top of all of that, and just dealing with all of that, been trying to keep caught up on the game. I've been doing okay, fall short on war and stuff every now and then. Definitely getting my dailies in and trying to participate in as many raids as I can. I will say that my teammates have been nothing but completely understanding, and they've been awesome. Just like pretty much everybody else in our little community here. So
that is good. I've seen across the board in different individual alliances, you know, some minor complaints of, man, I wish we could do more. It'd be nice if people did this. Are we really just laying back? But in the reality is, we're all kind of really just laying back because life is weird for everybody. It is off for everybody. And to the point, man, 2 years. Are you freaking kidding me?
Two years? Seem like it's been that long.
They're like, we're doing our second anniversary. I'm like, you mean the one this year? Because we just did the anniversary like a month ago. So cool, more stuff. And I'm like, dude, I shit you not. I keep thinking we just came out of beta into the global like 6 months ago. That's the number that's locked in my head is 6 months ago. And it's the second global anniversary of the game?
Yeah, it's a little crazy. It really is.
I can't even know.
And the stuff that they gave us for that anniversary email in game was pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of materials, so
it was solid.
Yeah. I was a little surprised. While I'm thinking of it, we're now in April.
Yes.
It's April 2nd. And so I figured, hey, I'll pull up the sensor tower numbers for revenue for March is what they show. And there have been some discussions about whether or not these are estimates versus real numbers, that kind of thing. But the fact of the matter is it's really all we have. And even if they are estimates and whatnot from month to month, we can at least show progress in one direction or another. Even if the numbers aren't completely accurate.
Fair enough.
That being said, it looks like for the month of March, revenue was about $12 million.
Nice.
So, and the number of downloads across the board was lower, 400,000 downloads across both platforms, but the revenue is $12 million. So it's really interesting to see that much revenue with less downloads. So
yeah, it's whales and it's other things, you know, not, and whales aren't bad. I mean, we need them to keep the thing going. But I mean, I gotta wonder what the threshold is. Like, let's say, because we have no idea of how to find out the numbers. Let's say it costs them $1 million a month to run this game, which I don't think it does. But let's say servers, programmers, everything, including the cost of Android and iTunes taking their cuts, is $1 million cost factor. So you got to make $1 million to break even. And nobody's in business to break even. I wonder what the threshold is for him to go, it's just not worth it anymore. Because if you think about it, $2 million means you doubled your money this week. But you know as well as I do, especially in the gaming industry, somebody somewhere might go, eh, we used to make $12 million a month. Now we only make $3 million, $4 million a month. It's not worth it. Are you, you know, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, no. Well, so with all the game companies that I've worked for, if our profit was $2 million a month, even down from 12 million or 10 million, they would not cancel that game. They might reduce some staff, but they wouldn't cancel the game because you're still making a profit.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I think about these things.
Yeah. Now, if they're getting out of the business altogether, that's a different story. But like Fox Next just got sold to Scopely.
Yep.
Right? And that is still, that transition's still happening. And frankly, that transition's probably slowed down quite a bit because of the coronavirus thing. From what little I've spoken with folks in the know, it's just things have slowed to a crawl in terms of, oh, I don't know, getting us involved in the Envoy program.
Yeah.
And things like that. But that's just the nature of the beast. I'm sure that they're trying to have everybody working from home as much as possible. Just because as from a programming standpoint, you can do that.
Exactly.
So we'll see. We'll see how it all goes. You know, we may be looking at something very different by the end of the summer, depending on how quickly or slowly this goes on, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So look at your screen. Is the stream caught up?
440,000.
Oh, no. It's coming. I'm going to go ahead and move on. I'll go ahead and ruin it for
mega
you.
Orb? Is it the mega orb?
It's the mega.
Oh, that's a nice mega orb.
100, two low, six is two low key. Nice, which is nice. But it was the 100. It
was a nice drop.
Yeah, 100. Mr. Fantastic. Yeah, I want to use mine on the orange. Yeah, go ahead.
Where was your Mr. Fantastic before?
That's going to level him up. I'm not entirely sure. I'll go find out in a second. Yeah, I want to spend all my tickets. Oh, they're separate colored tickets. Okay. Because I'd read something in our chat where someone's like, "Oh, don't rush into the special orb openings because then you'll be with like a ton of blues." And I thought, "Oh, it might be one of those like one of our other things where it's tickets and you can use it for different gear," which I always wait till Thursday anyway. So I was like, "Well, I want to save up for just orange gear anyway."
Absolutely,
which is what I'm doing. But what I just looked at, maybe I read it incorrectly, and we'll find out in a second. I'm pulling oranges. is not it's not color coded, right?
No.
It's okay.
No.
Good. So I did just open everything on orange. Awesome.
And in
perfect.
Fact, one of the things that we talked about on Monday was there's no benefit to using the cheaper ones from a milestone standpoint.
Gotcha.
You get the same amount of points, so you may as well do the oranges.
Oh yeah, I mean I'll be honest, Sin be damned, because Sin's listening and watching right now. That's fuck the milestone. I'm getting oranges. Now, I'm glad that they made it where it didn't matter. But if it came down to, well, if you do blues, you'll get better. Not this time. Yeah. I'll do a whole lot of grinding to help the Alliance. But not this time. I'm going for them orange mats, Daddy. That's what I'm doing. So,
is your Ultron? Your Ultron's not 14 yet, right? It's your 14.
No. My Ultron, because everybody said, don't worry about him. He's sitting at the bottom of the list. Not Ultron, sorry, Ultimus. I just opened Ultimus Orbs. I just opened Ultimus Orbs.
I'm going, what are you talking about?
I don't even know, man. I just show up. I don't even drink tonight. I need alcohol. I need alcohol, and I need our good cheese farmer friend to show up, and he is not here tonight.
Skippy.
I need you, Skippy. Well, no, he's not here.
Send
14.
You cheese.
He didn't send me nothing. So my Invisible Woman is 5 stars. She's at 0 out of 200.
Yep.
So 4 red, 1 gold. And I've been trying to put in, I'm trying to get her to Tier Gear 13. Mr. Fantastic, he was at 17 apparently, because I'm at 117 out of 130 to five stars. Yeah.
Oh, that stinks.
It does a little bit, right? I mean, it's a nice big jump, but it's just shy of the mark. Thing is 6 stars, almost 7, because I can buy him in one of the, and Human Torch. I've been buying both of those. So Human Torch is at 5, halfway through. And then Ultron is not Tier Gear 14, no.
How many pieces do you have for him?
Let me find him. None. I'm at Tier Gear 13, but I don't have any.
You don't have any pieces?
Not yet,
no. Yeah, I've got one, but man, trying to work on the others. Ugh.
Now, it's Hulk, rough. On the other hand, I got 2 pieces ready to go. And I am buying the shit out of some Superior Gamma Radiation. And what's the other thing Home Slice needs? Everything's here. So why is that not crafted?
He needs a rework Tier 7.
Yeah, I'm not arguing. I'll take a little bit of rework, anything to make him better. But I love my Hulk. He's my Hulk. I need Superior Molecule Scans. And then there was this other weird piece. Yeah. Oh, I got some of those. The Superior Marrow Extract. So I'm working him because I am dedicated and committed to making this fool my first 14.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the samples didn't play through Arkham. I don't know. Things are a little weird tonight. Sorry about that. He played Hulk Smash and it didn't work. Hulk's a double drop for tomorrow. Who's a double drop for tomorrow?
No, I think he's talking about Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, Fantastic. Yeah.
I think is what he was.
I think you're right too, because I don't think he. Oh, Steve O's about to get banned for life. Steve O's about to get banned for life. My rage is level 6 for sure right now, and you mentioned that. So yeah, I just got a whole bunch of freaking orange skills. What is that called?
Marmalade.
Yes, marmalade. To upgrade your skills, and I gotta figure. I'm always torn on who to upgrade with my orange skill mats, which will probably be Invisible Woman actually. So help me out, Kurt, on Invisible Woman. Which one is the one to upgrade on her? Her hard light, which is her passive.
The one to upgrade on her is the abilities of Captain Marvel. Because why would you waste your time on Invisible Woman?
Because she's a boss.
Yeah, but you think Hulk is a boss, so...
Well,
yeah,
no.
Your judgment is cloudy.
But no, Invisible Woman actually has been really solid. I put her with my Power Armor team because Vision is on my Ultron team, so he got recruited away from the Power Armor team, and they do really well in War now. I mean, they did okay in War, but I only had the Power Armor. I always had to figure out somebody to put in that slot. So dropping her into that slot has really... What? What are you... What the f*** is going on? How is she not a boss? She goddamn makes everybody disappear and shit.
In the comics, she is a boss. In the game, she's less than.
She seems to work just... I'm going to Blitz right fucking now. I'm going to go Blitz right... I need... Breathe in, Hulk. Breathe out, hate.
Breathe She's in, fine. Hulk.
Breathe out, you haters. Just not on that team. Who should I put on my team? Captain Vision. America is on War somewhere else. Vision's on War somewhere else. I don't have. They haven't put in the new. Isn't there a new Power Armor person coming in? Riri or something? I don't really have a good Fantastic Four. They suck. Like in the comic books and in the movies and everywhere else. No, they don't suck. The team doesn't suck. And my team sucks because I have a thing at level 3. You know? And Kurt had to take his glasses off for a damn second. That's funny.
Yep.
Okay. So you're saying, you are all saying, I should put a bunch of resources into building. I don't even have Namor. Maybe I do. I think he's just low level. I should build up my Fantastic Four team, is what you're saying.
Sure.
And who's the number 5 on Power Armor? That is not Vision or Captain America.
Well, so if it's not Ultron, it's not Vision.
But so Sin Raven says Vision, but I have Vision with my Ultron team on defense and war. He doesn't need to be. You fucking put him with Ultron. You are my mentor, Sid. You did it to me.
He might have you there, Sin.
You know what? I've got to make time Saturday to get back with Sin when he's doing his stream, and we'll rework it all. But so Vision can be with power armor, and then Ultron. Oh God damn it, Sivo.
He's right.
He's not right. Do you have Scott?
No.
Good. You're no friend of mine.
Because I was taking part in the. I couldn't even say it.
Yeah.
So
you're taking part in the boycott.
Yep, that's me.
Liar.
I'm Mr. Boycott. Mr. Boycott.
So, no, I know.
Yeah, I mean, Ironheart should be. She actually could be really good in that when she hits.
Well, I think that's the design of it. Yeah, is that she's power armor, so that would drop her in to that spot automatically.
Because Ultron and Vision actually don't qualify as power armor anyway. Right. So Ironheart will be the fifth power armor character.
Right. Which puts I just hit puberty. Puts me in a Corvius Glaive. Look at that mofo. Look at that smirk. He is gonna wreck some fools, I hope. That smirk looks like I know you're about to die, bitch. That's what that smirk says to me. And Proxima looks badass as ever. Can't wait for this event. Well, we got one more day before this event hits.
Yeah.
They changed War Machine speed, but then they delayed Ironheart's. Or they delayed Ironheart herself. So, okay. Now I need to know something else. I know we can have a couple different teams, but like Arena and Blitz. Let me go to Blitz because there's no timer.
Right.
Which, by the way, this whole, you have to go to Advanced and turn it on, but this whole cycle through Blitz teams in the menu. Yep. Genius.
It's
so
awesome.
Good.
It's
so good.
The only thing I might change. No, I would definitely change if I had my druthers. Don't make me find a new team.
When go on to the next teams, one up.
When I change teams, just automatically figure it out.
I'll give you that, but at the same time, if you want to spend your juice, right, on this one team, like I do my Ultron team and my Midgard team is the only two I'll spend juice on in Blitz to keep fighting. That's wouldn't you want to keep them there instead of bump up to the next team?
No. So no, what I'm saying is when I go into Blitz, And I cycle to the next team to fight.
Yeah.
I have to click find opponent.
Oh, because it's not automatic. I just turned it on tonight.
So it doesn't automatically populate, and that's the bummer. It'd be nice if it did.
I think they'll work on that. I think that's not as intended, or it is as intended, but we're working on it. We wanted to get this right first. I think they'll bump.
But the cycling is brilliant because I love that.
Yeah.
And I mainly love it because I already had my Blitz teams in order.
Yeah, so. I do too for the most part. As you know, I have it pretty much exactly how I like to play the order of it. Now, my Ultron team, Juggernaut, Dark Phoenix, Ultron, Magneto, and Vision. And y'all are saying, I don't need Vision on that team. Who's my fifth? Who do you play on yours?
I don't have Phoenix on high enough level to play her. So if I'm running Magneto and Ultron on the same team,
yes,
maybe. Maybe Pyro.
And are you using Vision on this team? Now, here's the thing
no,
in Blitz.
No, I'm not.
or an arena, the vision actually comes in great because I'm facing a lot of other Ultrons in arena. It doesn't matter who your fifth is. Okay. Now, I know in arena specifically, though, having Magneto do his middle attack, right? So on Ultron, so he doesn't get hit by Phoenix's cloak. And then having Vision lock out his power so he can't summon. Then I kick in that arena battle into auto battle after that. And I usually win. So it's a good winning strategy overall in arena specifically. But I can save this team for arena and swap out Ultron. He said it doesn't matter who your fifth is. You have Dark Phoenix running with Ultron.
Yeah.
Well, Ronan the Accuser is really high level. I should just throw him in.
Or Hulk. Yeah. No.
Or the Hulk. Actually, I've been watching people run Invisible Woman with this team, and she's a pain in the ass on this. And when you mix her with Dark Phoenix at the same time, it's a pain in the ass.
All right.
Yeah, for arena, Captain Marvel, Invisible Woman, Minerva, Black Bolt, Colossus. Fuck Colossus. Well, not Fuck Colossus. I just can't get Colossus and Black Bolt. Well, I don't have Black Bolt.
Right.
So, and now they're talking amongst themselves, so that's cool. No, I'll look at. I'll try Pyro and see how he does.
Did you have a 7-star Fury, by the way?
I believe the answer is yes. Let me double check.
Just because the Fury the Fury event is on.
Because isn't there some other event that's coming up or came up? Maybe if you don't already have no, I only have 5 stars on the Fury.
Really? You should have at least 6 stars, I would think.
That's what I would think too.
Maybe you ought to enter the arena.
I'm goddamn going right now, motherfucker. Oh, why is it? No, see, they got the wrong logo on it. They got Iron Man on here, but it says Chasing Fury. Weird. Oh shit! I don't have the people I need.
What?
I know, right? No, apparently I'm lacking 3 6-stars. So Kree Reaper, Kree Cyborg, and Kree Noble.
Yeah, I don't know if it's for anybody else, but your video appears to be frozen on Twitch.
I'll go log in and find out. Things are weird. Ren says it's fine on his side. So.
Okay.
I don't know. I got 2 7-stars, I guess. See, I get so distracted, right? Come on. Oh, I need to build up my Fantastic Four team. Oh, I need to work on this. Like, let's go to my roster, shall we? And look at my hearts. And I actually cleared this out. I got Vision because I've been trying to get his 7th star. So he's already tier gear 14. I got Agent Coulson because he's one of my war defenses. I just try to remember to work on him. I've been trying to buff my power armor team because they're a solid team in war. I just need to bring them up a little bit. So I got them in my hearts. Then I got Fury, which was probably to remind me to work on Kree stuff, but I didn't. I don't remember why I got Hawkeye in here, but Hawkeye's in here. Captain, no, because I'm in Avengers list. That's why Hawkeye's like, not right. All right. Here we go. So, yeah, then I got Doctor Strange because I was working on him for Darkness or something, and then I don't know. I need to take him out. Spider-Man, I was just buffing up my Spider-Verse team for a little bit. So you're working on everything at once, and that drives me nuts. And then I forget to work on my Kree.
This is why God invented choice and free will.
Oh, my God. And Shuri, the rest of her team apparently is not worth a damn as far as putting the effort in, but I've been working on her slowly, but Shuri. My Captain Marvel is tier gear 14 with one or tier gear 13. If I say 14, I'm mistaken. I don't have any 14s out there. Okay, people. I'm a tier gear 13 and I've got one mat to 14 on her. Apparently I can put one on Spidey, but I'm not going on right now. God damn, man. It's just so much stuff.
Well, what's interesting is I'm trying to, like, I've got a number of characters at tier 13. And I've got the ability to get some close to tier 14, but I don't want to take the chance of using materials that Ultron will need.
Yeah, right. So you're really focused on
leveling anybody until Ultron gets leveled up. But the slog through picking gear for Ultron is just so slow.
Sin's advice is pick a team to gear up and pick a different team to level up. Now with the Kree, it's more or less star up, right? Like it stars up. Man, that's just frustrating. I don't know, in my mind, I guess it was Star-Lord and Iron Man that I got last 7 stars out of. Okay. I just, in my mind, I was like, now I got Nick Fury. I'm not even going to worry about it. I know it's coming, but I got him. I didn't even look.
Right. Yeah.
There's only a day left on the Fury event. I wouldn't bother with crew.
Yeah, well.
Take my ball and go home.
You could do that.
Dude, these the daily challenges, they are a bitch to get past tier 11, aren't they?
Yep. They really are. They really are.
I'm going to play a bunch of Blitz tonight. Now, how about that Red Skull over there? Mm-hmm.
Well, yep. So we got the new Blitz that started tonight.
Yes, sir.
Which is the second Skull Blitz. How far did you get?
46 out of 100 on the last Blitz. And I was really busy, so I did not get to push as hard as I wanted. I did push some, but yeah.
Yep. I only got 25 out of 100. So I think the odds of me being able to get him this time are pretty slow. In order to get 75, let's see, I need get through all the milestones. 5, 9, 14, 20. So I need another 55 in ranking. So I would need to make 1-2%. Top 1-2%.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
It's not definitely not gonna happen for me.
Yeah.
I can't devote that kind of time. So I'll just bide my time.
I think I got 11-26 on the last one. I don't remember. I got all my milestones. So whatever, that's what you said, 24, 25?
And then if you get all the milestones, you get 20. You get 20.
20. So 20. And then so I got 26. Maybe not quite 26, but I got to 46 on that first one. So I think I got either 11-26 or 26-50, you know?
Right.
I remember it wasn't as high as I wanted, but it was as high as I could get. I just didn't get to push enough until the last day. And you really have to like start tonight and push all the way through if you're even going to have a shot at getting higher. I think if I get 10%, you know, that 3-10 or whatever it is. And then, yep. or the 11-26, I might, well, with another 25, yeah, that's going to put me in the 60 something range, almost 70. So I need 30 more shards. Ooh, man.
Yep.
That, I don't know. I just don't know. That's going to be a lot.
Well, yeah, and 30 you really would have to make the top 6-7%. So
it's possible. It is possible.
Yep.
It's a push. It is a push and a half without a doubt. So how about war? Cuz I'm jumping into war right now. We're kind of starting rough already.
We won the last one, lost the one that ended tonight. We're doing okay. We're still in gold 2.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it goes.
And that's assessed season by season, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're still in gold 2. Okay. So the war that just ended, we just started one tonight. So we had one end yesterday, and man, we were in the last hour fighting, and we were up by 100-150 points. I mean, everybody was in. I went in and spent some energy and made sure we wiped out a whole flight deck, and then I helped, you know, with some other bigger stuff. Sin was in there taking out the really, really big teams. And right. It's like, all right, we really have a shot at this. We really might, take this down. And then they rallied. And we lost it in like the last, 10, 15 minutes. And man, even Sin. Sin's a super grinder, right? And I'm reading him in chat. He hasn't started Dark Dimension 3 because he only has four characters at T14. Sinister and Yo-Yo are stuck waiting on that last piece of gear, which is miles ahead of us. But still, I mean, I consider him, you know, he's a daily player. He grinds hard. He probably puts money into it. I don't know, but he works it, right?
Right.
And he still hasn't got a five set yet. And thanks to Arkham 4 for giving us sub to Sin. That's awesome, man.
Yep.
Good on you. Speaking of, you know, we don't talk about that very much. You can sub to the channel, and we would love to have that. If you're part of Twitch Prime, it's free for you. So go ahead and throw that sub token in and help us out. And actually, we'll take a slight little pause right here for the cause, if you will. And we're going to take a quick break for the podcast. And we're back. I was trying, because you can do it from chat. It's just not let. Oh, no, it did do it. There you go. 30-second commercial break.
Oh, it is running?
It says from the chat it is, yeah. So it says it ran. So
okay.
Cool. God, man, this game. It's like I love it and I hate it at the same time. It's like, okay, I'm keeping up my alliance. I don't know who I'm leveling. I don't know who I'm grinding. I don't... That's my Nokia going off. Who are you working on right now?
It really has been all Ultron. And the problem is that there's really no progress. I mean, it's the progress comes very slow, and I really haven't wanted to spend a lot of extra time on anybody else yet. And mainly because, it takes so much to get him leveled up.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I mean, that's really kind of it. I want to boost up Phoenix and Captain Marvel more.
Now, Captain Marvel is truly a boss in this game.
Yeah. And so is Phoenix. But yes. it really is. Keeping them like I've leveled Phoenix up to 75, but she's still at, let's see, where is she at here? She's at tier 11, so I really haven't done much else with her. I really haven't spent orange mats on anything in some time. Like, I'm sitting on 3,653 orange mats. So
now, I think there probably is. I'm going to read this message from Sin here in a second.
Yeah.
I think there's probably a place that you could look at that easily lays out, this is exactly what you need for Ultron to bring him up through the levels.
Yes.
And so you could spend the other ones, but I'm with you. I get paranoid, and I don't.
Yep. And I'm all about hurting Sin.
He says, as far as T4 upgrades for Invisible Woman, I have everything except basic upgraded, but I wouldn't worry about her for now unless you're using her in Ultima 7 or in Arena. I am kind of using her in Ultima 7. Not to the point that I think you're probably referencing. So, I don't know. I don't know, man. What's going on? There was a dating show long, long time ago. I think late 90s, early 2000s. Joe Average or Joe something, and the only real person in the contest was this guy named Joe. I forget his last name, and everybody else was a hired actor or actress.
Yeah, it was Average Joe.
Average Joe.
That's not right. It was Joe. I remember it. I remember exactly the show. They did a second season, which was stupid because everybody knew what the bit was.
Right. That is stupid. But yeah.
It's going to bug me.
Well, the only thing I really remember.
Joe Schmo. It was the Joe Schmo show.
Was it really? No, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Was it? Yep. Joe Schmo.
But what I remember is as things got more and more confusing with the actors and actresses intentionally, there's this cut that they used to promote with that show all the time that it just stuck with me forever. And it was him going, "What is going on?" And he's so distraught. And, but I feel that in this game sometimes. I'm like, oh,
I do remember
no.
that. They used it in the bumper all
yes,
the time.
All yes. the time. Right.
So fun fact about that, even though it has nothing to do with the game.
Yeah.
The marriage counselor that they brought in was Kristen Wiig.
Oh, really? It's been forever yep. since I've seen it. Nice.
And it was, well, it was bit way before anybody knew who she was.
Right.
It was 2003.
Wow. Yeah.
This was. So, yeah.
Yeah. But
she went to Saturday Night Live 2 years later. So
I don't think I realized she. Oh, I'm thinking of Chenoweth. Yes, Wig. Yeah,
oh, that's
yeah,
way
yeah.
different.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah, yes. And I don't believe she was Saturday Night Live. So I'm like, wait, I don't remember that. So yeah. But overall, man, it's a good time. It's a lot of stuff to do. I am definitely working my raid lanes. That reminds me, I need to go to Deals and see what the 10 for 10 is today. Cause I keep forgetting. They actually put out a notice in game. Hey, the 10 for 10 is still here. Went, oh yeah. And I went and got it, whatever it was that day.
Yep. I've been doing that too when I catch it.
But when you catch it, right? Because we're so tuned to not scroll through the deals because we're not really going to spend the money on it. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, there's been some decent deals. I've been a little surprised. Right now I'm showing a Vision deal, which, again, if you're kind of a more beginning player and you don't have him maxed, it's $1.99 for 50 shards.
Yeah, Sensei and the $2 deals are great.
Yeah. Black Panther, $1.99 for 50 shards, and you can purchase it twice. Those are pretty good.
Those are straight shards, not an orb chance
right,
open.
Right. Right. That's the difference.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then there's the not great deals, but. Yeah.
10 for 10 is usually worth it.
10 for 10 is usually worth it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of a place where it's not worth it. It's just 10.
Yeah. You know, knock it out. Sin says that Ultron needs 840 T4 mats to max out his upgrades. Everything else you can spend. But I don't think it's the specific mats, right, that I get confused on.
Yeah, I know the lists exist, though. I just don't feel like going to get them, which is what drives Sen a little crazy. Because I'll talk about it on the Monday night show, and they go a little nutty. But
go ahead.
I was just gonna say there's an offer called the Second Strike Pack, which is 150 power cores, and you get 300 anniversary credits and 25 blitz charge energy. Maybe on that one. Feels like it might be okay.
That's a solid maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a Tony P. Henderson trademark.
if you've got a lot of power cores, and it's a good offer if you're not blitzing. So, yeah. Yeah. But the 10 for 10 is always worth it, and the $2 ones are pretty good if you don't already have them.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at it. So, like, for $4, I'd get 100 vision charge, but still wouldn't put me too close enough to a level up. I mean, it's a jump ahead. Everything helps. I don't know. I just don't know, man. Wrong button.
Well, one of these days you will. And
yeah,
on that day, we shall all celebrate.
I don't think you will.
Probably not.
I think that's when you're gonna pack up and go home. Like, oh shit, he figured it out. We gotta get out of here. But and it's good. It is good to have this problem, right? To and I'll be honest, I don't want to get off on the top. I've been playing the Sorcerers Battle League, whatever the fuck it is.
The Disney Sorcerers Arena.
That's it. Yep. And I think I'm finally at the point with enough characters and enough stuff, because I know at some point they flood you with stuff, right? Oh, man, just level up everybody because you got hundreds of thousands of these things.
Right.
But I know at
right.
some point it's really going to eat into that. And I'm at yep. a point that I'm going to have to try to catch some of Sin's talks about it. I'm assuming he does it. I haven't even looked to see if you do it or somebody else does it. But, you know, I think I'm at the point of like, okay, who do I focus yep. on leveling and who do I leave behind? Because I know that, oh, by the way, I don't know if anybody noticed when you went to the store to do your update this time, it's not just Marvel Strike Force anymore. It's Marvel Strike Force - Squad RPG.
Yeah. Which that's actually been that way for a couple of months now.
Has it? But, so I'm the slowpoke. Yeah. All right.
But it's a weird change. I don't really know why.
I don't know why either, but I dig it. It lets me know exactly what genre this is. So if I ever see something that says, and if it catches on, right? Because we don't know if it'll catch on as a title, as a genre title. But if it does, I know what a squad RPG is. And that makes me go, okay, I'll play more of those. Because I am enjoying the Disney thing. I just, it's simpler than this, which I like right now because I don't have time for two games of this level in right. my life. But it is definitely at the point that I've played this enough to know I don't want to go squandering resources.
Right.
If I'm going to play this for a while. And I even followed your advice and dropped the $10 on the stupid the season pass thing. And it's fine. Yeah. It is good. I don't regret it. But I'm like, I just don't know if I want to play it long enough to get right. my $10 yep. worth out of it.
Yep. It's yeah. So it's it is interesting to play that game and compare it against Strike Force and where Strike Force is. And I think that the developers probably learned some things from games like Galaxy of Heroes and Strike Force and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because the adjustments they've made, I think, have been pretty good. And I'd like to see Strike Force actually take a closer look and see, you know, what changes could they make that would be reasonable. I don't know that there'd be something like asking your alliance members for energy, that kind of thing.
That kind of just feels like people not playing.
Oh, not to me. That feels like it brings your, because you can get achievements based on club donations.
Well, people aren't asking for energy in my club. They're asking for the big shit in my club. Which right. I'll give every once in a while. Like, you own seven. All right, here's one. And, you know, but like, I don't know, man. I'm not opposed to it. It's like, there's an awful lot of empty hands sitting here with the big shit that I'm trying to earn myself. So,
But I'll tell you what, though. Requesting energy does not cost you energy. So if you...
Well, I haven't seen them do that. I need to look see if they
Yeah, do that. So you can do that if you go into one of like the Heroes campaign and you run through all your energy, you can request more energy. And the people from your alliance can donate it and it costs them nothing. They don't lose energy from their pool.
That's actually pretty good. That's pretty good.
Right.
Cool.
That's a nice little tweak. It doesn't cost much and I think something like that, while I don't think they would do that here, that's one of those nice touches that I think they learned from other games.
Yeah, this is already built with energy gating on purpose.
Right.
And is part of the economy. And I don't know that I want them to do that here. There's something restful to go, okay, I've run all my energy out. I've made all my tickets for today. I don't have time to push, but I have time to go now focus on finishing my arena battles or doing some more blitz battles. You know, for me, that's right. kind of a, oh yeah, you know, I've used up my energy. I did what I needed to do. And if I could just keep getting energy, some days that'd be great, right? For any of us just sitting around, I wish I had more to do. But some days it just stressed me. I don't need that stress.
No, I got you. Yeah. And that makes perfect sense. All right. So
yeah.
I was just going to say, what are you looking forward to coming up soon?
Back order coming in. Oh, so good. It's 8 days until we get Proxima dropping in. But that I'm absolutely ecstatic to see what they do. I hope it's good. Yeah, this is back the happy drunk uncle, right? As I started off doing all the streams on, and it was very much, I just want to love this game. I just want to love it. It was very hard to love in the beginning. Actually, no, in the very beginning, it was easy to love. And the beta is like, woo, gold here, gold there. I mean, I have bajillions of gold. I'd rather spend gold than energy because it was more rampant. And then it changed. Right. But this is back to that moment of, oh, I really hope this is going to be amazing because it's this whole new aspect to teaming up and feeding him the Infinity Stones. And then what's going to happen after he gets the Infinity Stones? I want to find out. You know, Ebony Maw was delayed to the end of May. So it's going to be a while before I find out, apparently. But that is what I'm excited about. I want to see, because I've had a maxed out Thanos for a very long time.
Yeah,
he's not tier gear 13 because actually no, he might be. I might have bumped him up because I liked my Midgard team for Dark Dimension. So I do think he's actually tier gear 13.
Yeah.
Now there's a question I need answered. Damn it! You need Black Bolt to unlock Ebony Maw. All right. How do I get Black Bolt? I don't think I can get Black Bolt right now. Whoa, nah. Black Bolt, blam, blam.
Okay. yeah, you can't get him right now.
5 Asgardians at 5 stars. Yeah.
Right.
So obviously he'll come back around before that. Well, he has to because you got to give us a shot, right?
I mean, doesn't that's have theory. To. They could screw us.
That is true. That is, since his event is at the end of April. Nice. Let's see, Asgardian. That's why they're dropping the Sif one coming up, right? Loki is solid. Hela, I need one more star. Heimdall, I'm about to push over the edge. Thor is at 7. And Sif is Jesus Christ.
Whew. Sif is Jesus Christ.
Superstar in the flesh. No, man, I'm at 2 stars and she's at 32 out of 55 and I gotta get her to 5. That's the workout. Her and Hela. Because Heimdall, I'm edging him. He's at 129 out of 30 and I have that 5th star.
So I got Heimdall at 5 stars already. Hela is at 4 stars, 38 out of 130, and Sif is at 20 out of 55. So
you're just slightly ahead of me on Hela.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Heimdall's in the sword. That's why he's almost there. Villain 7-6. I don't know if I can make it to Villain 7-6 right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you probably can't.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence. I appreciate you. It's a thing. We need to get somebody doing infographics for us of the events coming up and who you need. I think actually somebody might have done that. I think I might have seen something like that flying through our Alliance chat and Discord.
It could be.
But yeah, if you're not buying Heimdall shards, I hope you have a good reason for it. Like I've been blitzing and arenaing and everything long enough that like tonight I didn't buy him. I bought Johnny Storm because Fantastic Four needs work. But my arena is the only one that is the slow one to produce credits. Blitz, I do all the time. And so if you're in the Blitz store, I don't care who you are, I'll max you out because I got tons of it. And Raid store as well, I got tons of it. So honestly, in my personal opinion, if you have the currency and if you're playing the game regularly, you probably have the currency, then you should be buying whatever characters you can with that currency.
Right. Yep, that's true. It depends on whether or not you need multiple characters in that particular store, and then you have to make a choice. But
yeah, but ultimately, you just keep at it, and you'll get them all. I mean, I maxed out. Well, the stores weren't here always. Damn it, I keep hitting the wrong button. The stores weren't always here, were they?
Right.
You know? And so when they came in, I ended up having a whole bunch of characters I could buy in the Blitz store, I think it was. And I just slowly but surely, I worked on like two or three at a time and got them maxed and worked on the next row. And now, I mean, there's been times where they haven't put a new character in to the store, and I'm just banking currency until they do.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. It's all good. It'll work out in the end.
Yeah. Do you want to give a shout out to our patrons?
I would love to, and I've got to do that, don't I?
Yeah, you do, because I still don't have access.
I don't get Patreon sometimes.
Well, it's because you haven't actually given me access.
You know, again. I tried, and your New Hampshire internet screwed it up, or I don't know what happened.
No, not at all. Not at all.
There was one night we tried, and it just kept not doing something right.
Yeah, I think you just changed the password and didn't tell me.
I didn't do that I know of, but it is possible that I did that. It happens. All right, I'm logging in now. I just happened to look up at my screen to make sure the login. Well, I mean, it's all hidden anyway, but the login stuff wasn't going on. It's not. All
right. Right.
Not post. Patrons. View relationship manager. Let's do that. And it's being slow. All right. We've got Alex, Anthony Lauer, Chris M. I forgot I was supposed to do that. Christopher T. Luke J. Paul S. Roger S. Todd S. They're all related. Tony Glass and William Kirkwood. We thank you all for helping us support the show. And man, I mean, every bit helps. We really appreciate you so much and pledging your support and helping us out. I heard, we kind of briefly chatted on Facebook that you might be doing something slightly different on Mondays.
So we've been talking about community and whatnot on Mondays, and we've brought in some people, not this Monday, but we're going to be doing it on a more regular basis, about bringing people into voice chat within Discord and just talking about what's going on, talking about the community a little bit more, and using the game as kind of a central focal point for that. But look, we're in some weird times right now, and so the thing that I think can help quite a bit is, while we're all kind of locked in our houses, let's keep it positive and talk about good things that are happening throughout the week. So that's really what I'm trying to concentrate on. And because look, it's easy to concentrate on the negative stuff that's happening, right?
Yeah,
we're inundated with it. We're slammed in the face by it. And so, but the fact of the matter is, we have friends, and we have a game we all love, and let's talk about some of the cool stuff. Let's talk about positive stuff. And so I've really been trying to get everything rolling in a more positive manner so that we can all get through this the best we can, right?
Yeah.
So,
and to that end, Kurt's going to start dropping me his audio. When he does that, we're going to put it out in the podcast feed. It's going to be, you know, FTH Beyond the community chat, or, you know, I was coming up with some clever names, but, you know, why not put it on the nose, right? That's what you're talking about. It's just chatting with the community. And so that's, right. That's going to be a second episode, if you will, in the feed. If you're not getting out Monday nights and hanging out with Kurt, we're gonna especially those that you do the community chat, we're gonna be putting out. I don't see why we can't put out your audio just as is if people want to hear it.
Right. Yeah, so we certainly can do that.
And yep. Where else can they find you on the web?
So I can be found on Twitter at VO by Kurt, on Twitch on my own channel at Kurtstable, where we do story time with Kurt, as well as you'll probably see me doing some Animal Crossing streaming, as well as some Disney Sorcerer's Arena, probably. I've done a little bit of Animal Crossing already. You can find me Mondays and Thursdays right here on FTH Beyond. Sundays, over on GSTU Media with the Four Bro Migos of the Stream Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. And on Anchor, a brand new podcast I'm doing with Phil Keating called Nook's Tavern, where we talk all about Animal Crossing and the corruption of Tom Nook.
Now, is that more of a fan cast, or is that a how to get ahead in the game kind of cast?
It's not a how to get ahead in the game, but it really is just a 45-minute or so podcast about the game and what's going on each week, and like there are events going on right now in the game, and just
so a little like this, where it's a fandom of it and a little bit of a heads up. Here's what's going on.
Yeah, kind of. Okay. Yeah. And because things move pretty fast and furious over there, we talk about just all the new stuff that's going on and where our villagers are and how our island is doing in terms of progress. And then I do a segment every week called Behind the Bells, where we basically explore and expose the corruption of Tom Nook and his evil ways.
I've thought about doing like a TikTok channel about Animal Crossing, because my family plays it so slowly. I'm a progressor, right? I want to get shit done in game. That's how I play it. Let's mock this out. Now, I don't really want to play Animal Crossing. I'm watching them play it. I get why people play it. I don't care. I don't want to play it. But if I am going to watch you play it, and I know if you just fucking get a house, then more shit happens in the game. It drives me crazy. Dude, we're on day 5, 6, 8. Everybody's still in fucking tents. It is. And that's what I just do on TikTok. Day 8, more tents. Oh, but my wife spent 6 hours in the game playing for all my kids so that she could collect money and bells for them. And she stacks stuff neatly outside of their tent. So when they do get in the game, they have all this wood and shit that they can go and do stuff with.
Get your own damn wood.
That's how she loves to play. She had her own account. She's like, well, nothing's happening. All I'll do is catching bugs. I'm like, yes, because Crosby, who's the main on it, she was the first account, so she's the main, or the mayor. Is it actually called a mayor?
No, it's just the first player. But progress is gated by her.
Yeah, progress is gated by her. Like, well, she has to turn stuff in and get this dude. It turned out she had gotten Blathers invited, had the tent, and walked around and went, well, there's nowhere to put the tent. I'm like, it'll knock a tree out of the way. So I got in her account, and I just did it. I couldn't stand it. I'm like, bam, there. Now, here, y'all go and play some more.
And, well, you know what they say, the family that plays together.
But yeah, so you can find me Rock Gunna Podcasting all across social media. I don't actually do TikToks. I just watch some actually cool stuff on there. There's some actually really cool people. There's a guy on there. I'm thinking about reaching out and see if we can't develop a Twitch show with him.
Really?
Yeah, I just love how he does things. I'm not sure if it'd fit with the network, but I'm going to see what he's doing. See, you know, anyway, it doesn't matter. But Rock Gunna Podcasting across social media. GSTU.net is the home of this show and many other awesome shows on the network, Giant Size Team Up, where, as of tomorrow, you can celebrate episode 500 with Switchcraft and Bill, Run, Jump, Stomp. They're hitting 500 tomorrow. So that is awesome. And our good friends, Toy Power, who one of their hosts is on season 2 of Lego Masters in Australia. And man, us partners are really racking our brains on how we can get our hands on this and watch it progressively. Cause nobody knows. Nobody knows where he plays. He's in the top, I think, 3, maybe, but they don't even know. He doesn't even know if he won. And I don't know if I'm supposed to tell how they know that, but so I'll leave it there. But it's going to be exciting and fun. And Toy Power gets shouted out a lot there, which is one of our great podcasts. And some of the network gets shouted out there. So it's going to be good times. But yeah, check that stuff out. Oh, I guess I should be hitting this button, shouldn't I? And tune in. Go ahead. What? Who? Who? Where? Huh?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Where?
What?
Definitely check out Storytime with Kurt on Mondays.
Oh.
It's really cool, and I think my face is going to be out there forever, so I need you to finish this book, man. Come on. You get through the book.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping I can get things going fast enough to get back into it. So,
But there's that, and then, of course, FGH Beyond on Monday nights with Kurt, as well as going on. And Let's see, tomorrow's Friday, Saturday, probably sometime in the afternoon, I'll be on GSU Media on Twitch doing some Borderlands 3 with Dennis Robinson. About, dang it, why did my music stop? Stupid music.
Because you mentioned Dennis's name.
You know what? That broke the show. I mentioned his name. So with that, you know, as Kurt was saying, let's talk about some fun stuff. Play the game you love. Have fun in the game. FOMO will kill you in this game. Let go of all the FOMO. Play the game you want and get out there and enjoy your life.
Don't level up, Hulk.